Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for my quiz tape. That's one of the best tapes I've ever made.
Rabbi Mahler.
One thing, you know, your school, you guys look for the professors in Tufts on vacation.
I
get a week off. I'm seeing every day preparing with the new shirts.
I didn't see the library. Where
you know what? That's the point. I don't go to the library. I don't like the library.
Did you film for the library?
I don't like the library. Someone took the master plan.
Yeah?
That's good, no?
This week's parsha is Va'era. Pasuk says, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayedaber Adonai Moshe vel Aaron vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael vel Paro melch Mitzrayim lotzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, and then he said, "Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael." Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron to give a tzivui to bnei Yisrael and el paro melech Mitzrayim lehotzias bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So it's a little funny, the pasuk. What does it mean, "Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael"? He commanded. Hashem said to Moshe to command the bnei Yisrael. See, Bishlama, the other part of the pasuk, Paro melech Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron to tell Paro melech Mitzrayim, "Lahotzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." But what's "Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael"? What was he commanding to bnei Yisrael? Very vague. Was he commanded bnei Yisrael? And he commanded Paro melech Mitzrayim. So what did he command to Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi says, Vayitzavim Bnei Yisrael, Siva aleim lanhiga benachas velisbol osam. So, and as the Lucky Bar says, Rashi learns Vayitzavim Bnei Yisrael doesn't mean he commanded Bnei Yisrael. He commanded two things. He commanded regarding Bnei Yisrael, he commanded that you should be sovel them benachas, treat them nicely. And regarding Paro, he said, tell him to lohotzius Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the way Rashi understands, as the Lakan Bar elaborates here, by Yitzavim el Bnei Yisrael doesn't mean a command to Bnei Yisrael. It means a command regarding Bnei Yisrael. And the command regarding Paro, what was the command regarding Bnei Yisrael? It was Lahanhiga Benachas Vilisboloso. And Megabe Paro, Siva Olav Lachlok Lokovod, etc. But the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, if you're reading it, by Yitzavim Bnei Yisrael, means that there was a Tzivui to Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem was saying to Moshe to give a tzivui to Bnei Yisrael. If it was a tzivui to Bnei Yisrael, the pasuk doesn't tell us what the tzivui was. The pasuk is very vague. Well, so there's a Bavusta Yerushalmi. The famous Yerushalmi. It says like this. Page 2. The Asya, he the Omar Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchok, by Dabra Hashem al Moshe al Aaron, by Tzavim and Bnei Israel, al Matzivam. In fact, the Yushalmi Akasha, what was the Tzivoy, by Tzavim and Bnei Israel, what was the Tzivoy to Bnei Israel? Al Parshas Shiluach Avodim. That Klal Yisrael now were given the mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim. That when you have an Eved, So we have that pasuk in Mishpatim. But Chazal tell us that that mitzvah, that with Ludoris, that what you're going to have in heaven, you're not going to have in La'olam, was given this at this juncture. When Klal Yisrael was in the middle of the Matis, and they were about to go out, that was the time, by Yitzhaven of Bnei Yisrael, that was the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim. By Yitzhaven of Bnei Yisrael, Al Matzivam, Al Pasha Shiluach HaVadim. This is the Rishonim. There's a famous Sichas Musa that Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has on this Yerushalmi. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz on page 3, V'gufat zorv bir, machizit yesh al yidei atzivi b'shas yitzis mitzrayim. Ein dai bekach mit zavos vom mitzva shilu chavodim ve es matan torah ve yom haniska va nor shel maimon har sinai. Why was this mitzva given at this point? Wouldn't it have been better? Most of the mitzvahs are given in maimon har sinai. Why was the mitzva shilu chavodim given here at this point during the makas el kach to europe hashem od al ha'odam shaleach lachopshi es avodam es kinyono va amolo. You see, on one hand, you have like this. Adam says, I paid money for him. He's my Eved. So why should I send him free? Why should I send him free? He's mine. It's like I have to make my property after 6 years. You know, man, he takes it. Something is mine. It's always mine. So why should I ever have to... Why should I ever have to give up my property? Ah, here we're dealing with another human being. The other human being also has feelings. He also wants to be free. But you don't look at it from his perspective. You look at it from your own perspective. From your own perspective, it's your money. It's your mominess. So you're not looking from his perspective. You're going to look from your own perspective. You're going to say, "Mehechi tesi, that I should free a mother. I don't free my other properties, but maybe thinks I should free a mother. Ah, he feels pain, but it's my property. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the only time that I'm going to be able to be massaged into this, and then they're going to get the sensitivity of freeing an Eved, is only when they're in that situation. And they're in that situation now, and they're avodim, and now they're yearning for freedom, and they know what it is to be an eved, and they know what it is to yearn for freedom. It's only at this time that I can give them that mitzvah. Now they'll forstay. Now they'll understand what it is, why you need to free an eved, because now you're an eved. Now you can relate. Now you can understand someone else's tsar of being an eved. But if you wouldn't have gone through it, you wouldn't have understood. It's like there's another Chazal. I should have put in the packet that Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish three Ari Mikla before he passed away. So the famous people know this Chazal, Ohev Mitzvahs, that Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvahs. He was a mitzvah man. He loved mitzvahs. Right, he was always doing mitzvahs. That's the famous. That's the all the Bali Musa, right? I say love mitzvahs, love mitzvahs, love mitzvahs. So he had to do another mitzvah before he passed away. That's beautiful. But there's another Chazal that's not as well known. Chazal say that what Misha Ochal as Hatavshil Yodeas Tamo, right? The person who ate the food knows what it tastes like. But what does that mean? So the Medrash Rabbah says what it means is Moshe Rabbeinu knew what it was to be a nirga. He knew what it was for people to run after him and want to kill him, and he had to run away, etc. So he can be margish what it is to feel a need to have a place of refuge. So Zavka Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish Ari Miklat, not so much because of his chukah of mitzvahs per se, but he had that sensitivity of what it is
to feel that you need a sense of refuge, because he himself in his life was people who wanted to kill him. So the same thing over here.
And the mitzvah, this mitzvah of being shaleach and eved had to be given at this point. Alkein itztavu mitzvah zu b'shosh yotzu b'mitzrayim b'beis avodim b'shosh hergishu b'nafsham es simchas acheres hagdola. At this point, they margish what it is to be an eved and what it is to have cheres from that. Also shosh al yitzias mi'abdus l'cheres mishubud l'gula me'afelo or godol hi hashoh aksheira v'ruya lipos es atzava el yon mikeshev ashonim tisholchu ish esochis. This is the Shas HaKosher. This is the Shas HaKosher that you can now tell someone you should remember what you're feeling now, because that's what's going to be the mitzvah l'doros. That when you're going to have an eved 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and you, after 6 years, you got to let him go. Because now you'll know what it is to be an eved, and you'll know what it is when a person wants freedom. Without that, you won't be able to be margish. And that's Shat, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Yerushalmi, Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael, Matzivam, Tzivam al Shiluach Avodim, Dafka at that point. But we know, Rabosai, that one of the Kinyone HaTorah right on page 5 is Nosei Ba'olim Chaverim. So that means that if a person, that part of preparatory for Torah and the whole essence of what Torah is all about, and the Maral writes, Torah is given to the klal, it's given the communally. Because a person has to be Nosei Ba'olim Chaverim, meaning if a person's friend has a yoke, he has a problem on his shoulders, so it's hard to relate to the problem that someone else has if you never had the problem. That's good for what Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz saying. If you never knew what it is to be an Eved, you're not going to relate and you're not going to have that sensitivity. But the goal that we have in learning Torah is to have this darga of Nosei Ba'olim Chaverim. That means that to look at something from somebody else's perspective, even if we are not in that matzav. In other words, that's very hard. So before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I can chap to give them the mitzvah while they're mamish experiencing that, I'm going to do that. Because this darga, to feel someone else's tsar that you yourself are not involved in, that's a high darga. And that's something that's sometimes very hard to reach. And that should be our goal of when we're learning Torah, when we're becoming people who are part of the whole Limud HaTorah of Limud HaTzibur, is to be able to be Nosei Ba'olim Chavero, even if you didn't go through that. Even if you didn't go through that experience. That's what the Torah is all about. Because Torah has special kochos, that the Torah could do things, and hopefully, and it's the highest darga. Nosei Ba'olim Chavero. That's the highest darga. That you learning Torah, it makes you such a sensitive person that you can feel someone else's tsar and be able to try to help him out, even if you didn't go through that experience. We know that Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in a slightly different context, on page 4, points out that we know that that Klal Yisrael were the Memtes Shari Tuma in Mitzrayim. They were the Memtes Shari Tuma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to get them out quickly, because if they would have sunk any lower, they would have been goners. They wouldn't. And the reason he explains Kabbalistically is because each level of Tumah, they can be Mala, the Tumah to Kedusha, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be Mala every possible level of Tumah to Kedusha, but beyond 49 he wasn't able to do that. But on the last column on page 4, he says, V'tamsha
this taktu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim b'Bir Shar Hanun letzad shelo hayu b'nei Torah mashe enkein doras achronim emtsos torosim yasigul likonis l'Shar Hanun olotzi bolu mipiv.
In other words, but that was only before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, then anything a person could be in the worst in the Shar Nun, and the Torah will be able to help get him out even from the Shar Nun. But the Yetzias Yisrael was before Matan Torah, so therefore you didn't have that. But with the So that's what the Or Chaim is saying. Just stam lagabe tumah in general, lagabe a person going to the depths of tumah. So before Matan Torah, you can only go to 49. If you go to 50, you'd be a goner. After Matan Torah, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, even if you're in the Shar Nun, you'd be able to. So I want to say the same thing over here, that before Matan Torah, and even after Matan Torah, it's not so easy. But before Matan Torah, that hergish of the chibur of Klal Yisrael one to another wasn't as strong, and therefore the nosei ba'ol chaveiro was not as strong. And we got to vayitzav them el b'nei Yisrael. You got to mitzav them right now when they're in that matzav, or else they're not going to relate. And even after Matan Torah, it's not so easy to relate if you never went through that particular thing. But hopefully, after Matan Torah, at least you should have that goal. You should say, when I'm learning, that the ultimate goal is I should be on this darga. I should be on this darga of Nosei Ba'ol Im Chaveiro, because that's what Torah is all about. Torah is all about is the communal tzibur. The Torah is given, as the Maharal says, the Torah is given to the tzibur. So one should have this sensitivity of Nosei Ba'ol Chaveiro, even if he didn't go through that tsar, and still be sensitive to understand what his friend is going through, and try to be sensitive and not look down upon his friend, and try to help him out, even if he never went through the situation that his friend went through. And that, we'll see, is a higher madrega. We see in the Mishnah it says, Oei vesabrios, oei vesatstokos. Those are nice things, you oei vesabrios. But then, nosei ba'olim chaveiro, means you're able to put yourself into a situation that you didn't experience and look at from the other person's perspective. It's very hard to look at something from someone else's perspective. I can understand what I was brought up and how I think and how I what my sensitivities are. But to understand someone else's sensitivities and someone else's hargushas and someone else's pain, that's nosei ba'ol. That's Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. And this idea of Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, meaning that understand what he needs, even though you don't need it, is a pasuk in Chumash. Is a pasuk in Chumash the way Chazal understand it. Pasuk says, page 6, Ki yeh b'cho evyon le'achad achecho b'achad sharecho. You have an evyon, so the pasuk says, Lo sameses levavcho. Lo sichbos es yotcho. Don't hold back. Ki pasoach tiftach es yotcho. Favei tavitenu. Dei machsoro asher yechser lo. Whatever he's missing, you gotta give him. Rashi, afilu sus lirkov alov eved lorutz lefanov. So what's Chazal telling us? So as he explains in the Lechi Boher, midikvar omar machsoro, V'chazov v'omer asher yechselo. What's the? It says day machsoro. So we have to say asher yechselo. What's the asher yechselo? V'omer asher yechselo b'olam ma'icha afil lo choser rak lo. Shemugal hu b'dover mimos ashruso. Hielo agmas nevish b'chesrono. Words like this. This guy used to be rich, so he used to have a horse, and he used to have an eved, you know, running in front of him, you know, posh, spitz, you know, very. He had the nice horse, and he had the eved. To someone else, is a mishigas. A mishigas. You need an eved walking in front of you. You need a white horse. It's a mishigas. But Torah says you have to look from his perspective. You can't always look from your perspective. From his perspective, this is something that was part of his life. Lirkovalov and the Evid Lorutz Lefanov, that was his life. So Asher Yechsalo means you have to have the ability
of sensitivity, of knowing what's sensitive to him. Even though to you, there's no sensitivity here. It's a mishigas, it's a shtus. You laugh at it. But for him, it's important. So for him, it's important. Torah says, you can't just look from your perspective. You have to try to understand somebody from their perspective and how they were brought up and how they understood. That's Dei Machsoro Shel Yechzolo, and that's the Gemara here in Ksubis, Daf 8, on page 8 here, that Rashi quotes. There's an interesting Vilna Gaon, and there's a whole sefer written on this one line in the Vilna Gaon. We know that the capital in Mishlei, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. So of course the Pashup Shad is referring to literally Eishes Chayil, the woman who's doing all these tremendous acts of kindness. Says the Vilna Gaon, an added interpretation to Eishes Chayil. On page 9, says the Vilna Gaon, second arrow, Eishes Chayil Moshe Omru L'memches Dvarim. Look in the footnote, 24. Hator Niknes Barbo Ushmona Dvarim. Chayil B'gmatria Memches. That Chayil, Eishes Chayil, Chayil is the numerical value of 48. So Eishes Chayil is referring to the 48 kinyonim that in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Eishes Chayil is the 48 kinyonim in Pirkei Avos. Ad kan hagra. So there was a nice man in Bnei Brak who decided one day to look at the Eishes Chayil and find all the 48 in the Eishes Chayil. And he wrote a sefer called Rinas Chayil. This Rav Yosef Shmuel Cohen, I don't know who he is, but he wrote two beautiful svarim, and one of them is called Rinas Chayil, where he goes ahead, that was based on this one line in the Gaon, where it says that the Chayil is 48, and it's connected to 48, so he says, Mestama, the Gaon means that the rest of the capital are spelling out the 48 things. So he goes through all the 48 things in the Pirkei Avos and shows how with each one is connected a part of the Pasuk of the whole Eishes Chayil. Oh, so that's what he says. It's a right deal, Peiru Zeh. Mishle Eishes Chayil, Lefi Masha Kosov Agra, Amad Isa B'medrash Mishle, Eishes Chayil Zutora, etc. V'Isi... He says there are 48 shvachim in the Eishes Chayil. Lakach hayanir lefarish l'vidas agra, shekol shevach mishivche Eishes Chayil, nemar keneged echad mikinyonei ha-Torah. That each one of the shvachim in the Eishes Chayil are connected one of the 48. And therefore, he took upon himself to write the sefer to figure out what they are. Well, so he says like this. That kapa parsola ani, page 11, keneged oheves habrios and oheves hatstokos. But you give an ani something they need that shows you're oheves habrios and you're oheves hatstokos. Kapa parsola ani, the woman would put her hand out and give something to the ani. Good. But then Pasuk says, page 12, Yodea Shilcha La'evyon Kineged Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. What's the pshat? So he writes here, V'nira, on page 12, Levar, O, the Hevdel Ben Avas Abrios Mitzad HaNasin Alem O Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro U'sha Avas Abrios Yisodu HaTova U'mnias HaTzar L'Chaveiro. Oheves means you understand that this fellow needs something, so you're going to help him out. So kapa sholcha laoni. Achein, last paragraph. Hanosei b'om chaveru machnis asmo b'hargashos Chaveiro v'nichnas le'inyono u'lekochus nafsho, ba'ofen shekiimu u'omet b'chaveiro, u'kritzonov. L'fize yovin chesronosov. Zeu mala elyon nosri ba'olim chaveru. Chenu b'tor. And then he quotes the Sus Lirchav Olav on page 13. L'chein nema shilcha le'evyon she'evyon ha'odem ha'misa'ave l'chol dover. In other words, the Evyon is somebody who needs everything. He needs a Sus Lirchav Olav. He needs the Evyon Loretz Lefanov. So for you, that's the Evyon. So you don't understand that. But that's Yadeh Shilcha le'evyon. That even though you can't understand it, he's an Evyon, he needs everything. You can't relate to that. Why do you need everything? Why do you need an Evyon Loretz Lefanov? Why do you need a Sus Lirchav Olav? But that's the Madrega of Yadeh Shilcha le'evyon. That you're able to understand the needs of Evyon who needs everything, that you can't relate to because you don't need that, but you still do it. Because you put yourself in his position. The Oeves Abrios, Oeves Estokos, you're not putting himself in your position. You understand, somebody needs. If you would need like that, you would also want someone to give you. But you can never understand somebody who needs a Sus Lirchav Olav, an Erev Lord Slofonov, that's Nosei Ba'olim Chavero. And that's the Madrega that we all have to aspire to. That it's very hard, because if you went through something, if you're even Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say he was toim es hatavshil, he knows that he was a nirduf, so he was mafishari miklat. Or Klal Yisrael were avadim in Mitzrayim by Yitzavim el bnei Yisrael. So Sivam al shiluach avadim. They can relate, but to relate to something that you didn't go through and still be sensitive, that's very hard. But you should realize, you should always realize that that's the goal, even if you're not holding yet by that. That's really the goal, to reach that madrega of Yadea Shilchon La'Evyon, to the Evyon, who needs everything, who you can't understand. He needs the Sus Lirchav Olav, it's a Mishnus, it's a Mishigas. But you have to understand from his perspective what he's going through, and that's the Liman HaTorah that we should have. And now we're approaching Chodesh Shvat, Rabosai, and Chodesh Shvat is the Chodesh of Torah. Why is Chodesh Shvat? I mean, I guess you can give a drasha that every month is the Chodesh of Torah, but Chodesh Shvat is the Chodesh of Torah. How do we know that? So it's brought down. Page 14 in Dvarim. Vayhi ba'arboim shona ba'ashtei asa chodesh b'echa l'chodesh, in the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. So it says, acharei hakoso, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevayer the Torah. Right? Hoel Moshe be'er asa Torah hazos. Right? On page 15. Ve'er yardein ve'eretz moav. Hoil Moshe Be'er es HaTorah Zos Lemor. Rashi, Be'er es HaTorah B'Shivim Loshem. Right? This was the month that he's explaining the Torah B'Shivim Loshem. It's the month of explaining the Torah, which is what? Which month? The 11th month. It's the month of Moshe's is Mevayer es HaTorah. And that's, he brings down Rav Shmelka Taubenfeld on page 16. Bereish Sefer Dvarim Mevuar Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Hischil Achzor Levaras HaTorah Berosh Chodesh Shvat Kemo Shekosov Ba'ashtei Asar Chodesh Be'echad LaChodesh Dimer Moshe Al Bnei Yisrael, etc. And what's the idea? Nira Levar Inyan Shedeka B'Chodesh Shvat Hischil Moshe Levaras HaTorah Naktim Kemo Shekosov Evan Ezra Shemozol Shal Chodesh Shvat Hu Mazal Deli Mazal Shal Yisrael. That the Mazal of Shvat is the dli, is the pail, is the bucket. Because this is the month we take the dli and we put it in the mayim and we draw out the water. The mayim of Torah. Ayim rei soskar, echodesh mayim shakosu bezeh. Nirion dvar dehe inyan hadli hu kli she'osoy lishov bo mayim mei ha-be'er. In the be'er utol shabal peh, etc. And that's the chodesh Shvat. So this is the Chodesh that we have an opportunity. It's the beginning of a new Zman. It's a time that we have, hopefully, Bezer Hashem, we should have a lot of Mayim, but we have to be the ones who are Dola, who take our Dli, everyone with their own Keli, has a dli and is shoev the mayim from the dli. He has the opportunity, when you're in yeshiva, you have the opportunity to learn so much. You have so many opportunities. The mayim is there. The bear is there. The word is, you have to have a kli to put the mayim in. And that's what Chodesh Shvat is. Chodesh Shvat is a mazel dli. It's the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is mevayer the Torah, yeshivim loshon, ba'ashtei asar chodesh, ve'echad l'chodesh. And Chodesh Shvat is the time that we should be done with the Torah, that we should have tremendous amount of tshuka to learn all the Torah that's available to us, and at the same time take that Torah and transform us into individuals who are nosei ba'olim chaveiro, who are individuals that even if we were not in Mitzrayim, and we were not avodim, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, you were limited. You can only be in 49 Shari Tumah. Before Matan Torah, you had to be an Eved. You had to be an Eved to what? To feel. But after Matan Torah, we should have this darga of Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, that when we're dola the Torah, and we're having such hanah, getting more Torah and more Torah, at the same time, we should be growing as well, and being Odom L'Chaveiro, of being Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro.